So the last time we checked in with Greg Arnold, who is Chief Executive Officer of the Arnold Companies, we were talking about Love Field and what's coming with the new TAC Air facility there. But the fact is, TAC Energy is a Dallas-based independent wholesale fuels company that really stretches across the country. So we need to talk energy with Greg Arnold. He joins us again. It's good to have you back.
Hello, David. Good to be here.
So you couldn't hold a job. You just got several different, you got all these different companies.
That's pretty close to accurate.
But it's, I mean, now I understand why the Arnold Companies is plural. So tell me about the TAC Energy. You distribute gasoline, you distribute fuels all over the country. How did you get that business?
We started, my father was a convenience store operator, and he constantly trying to find ways to improve his supply cost. He's an entrepreneur by nature, and loves.
And this is in Texarkana, right?
This was in Texarkana. So he had about a 7 or 8 state operation. At one time, we had 2,500 employees or so, and he was always trying to be the lowest cost provider. The name of the chain was Roadrunner. It was, size and comparison, it was comparable to Quick Trip or Racetrack, some other independent operators around.
And that was there was a transition, I guess it was in the 70s. I remember when 7-Eleven first said, well, we're going to start selling gasoline in addition to ice and bread and cigarettes and beer and, you know, whatever else. That was transformative.
That was through the late 60s, early 70s. And his whole deal is he started as a branded jobber, and his whole deal is he wanted to put self-service with a brand. And then he evolved into selling candies and cookies, and then he got more into the fast food business.
So he backed into it.
Yeah, he backed into it, yeah.
Rather than go into the...
He was a fuel supplier by nature. That's one of the reasons why our company, virtually everything we do in some way, form, or fashion, touches refined products.
But you do this as a private company, and you're a major operator. You're one of the largest in the country.
We have worked very hard to gain scale in this business.
So you do it by a certain way. So there were a lot of small operators, I guess, around the country that did this. Rolled them up?
We've made a few acquisitions along the way, but most of it has been just good, solid, organic growth. So our model is we want to make a strategic acquisition every couple of years in the energy space, and then we want to have good mid to high single-digit growth organically. And if we can do that, we can double the size of the business every 3 to 4 years.
But, you're dealing in a commodity that, you know, can be $1.89 a gallon or $3.29 a gallon.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody that's accurately been able to predict this.
Well, first of all, we don't try to predict it. We stay balanced. We are rarely more than 1 or 2 days long or short. And so
you really
don't care. We really don't care what the price of fuel is. We just want it to move. And we service customers in 48 states. And we'll sell to any and everybody that buys in truckload quantities and is creditworthy. So... virtually all the business is done on unsecured credit basis, so we effectively bank a lot of our customers. So we underwrite that same way a bank would. But as we continue to do this, we try to get scale, we try to keep our operating costs low, and then keep adding customers to the pile.
You've got such and especially if you're in 48 states, you've got such a niche, you can't be knocked off. But I'm surprised that there was this opportunity that... You know, that Gulf Oil wouldn't have, you know, a refinery and trucks and have all these captive companies, that there wouldn't be a place for you.
So our greatest partners are our suppliers. So we serve a part of the market that the large refiners don't want to serve.
They don't want to be in this business.
They don't want to underwrite the credit for the small guy that buys a handful of loads every week. They don't want to have the people to service them, to make sure that they're dealing with the carriers, that it's getting delivered on time. There is a high-touch component to what we do, and the refiners don't want to do that. And so we can aggregate volume and go to them, and they like dealing with us because we're creditworthy.
Yeah.
We do what we say, and we can move a lot of volume for them.
The high-touch thing is interesting. So I would guess that your delivery people develop a relationship with these owners of all these stores, everybody else you're delivering. Yeah, I mean, it's like the Budweiser guy. You know, who knows every every liquor store and every place there, you know, that's got Bud on the shelves.
Similar, but this is going to surprise you. We don't own any trucks.
Well, how do you get it around?
By carriers. We have a relationship with carriers the same way we do with suppliers.
Well, that's even better. Are you a virtual company?
To some degree, this is a virtual company. So we don't own any, we don't produce anything. We market everything. There's a high component of technology involved in the business, but also a high component of good, solid people that know and understand it.
Is this legal?
<It's> absolutely.
This is fascinating. But this explains why you've got time to do all of the other things that the Arnold companies do too, I guess.
We do. We've got a very good team. We're very
proud.
So
you're still growing?
We're still growing. Our volume and energy is up almost 20% over last year.
That's fascinating.
And I think we're on trend to run somewhere around 1.6, 1.7 billion gallons this year.
Good night. And wait, Arnold companies have revenues of something over $2 billion?
Today's prices, it's somewhere close to $4 billion.
Well, I have newfound respect for you. Greg Arnold is the chairman, president, CEO of the Arnold companies. And I look forward to our next visit to see what else you've conquered.
Great.
David, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate
I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.